be what's in next time, but turn down. Change of scenery a bit, maybe tubadilishe.
Yeah.
Wasi ngine wakona fakwa comfortable hapa kama wala kwa ujia meza.
Ah.
Yeah, sisi Gor Mahia.
Please.
Sisi Gor Mahia. Unajua, comfortability.
Sasa una flex.
Comfortability na venye wana struggle. Please.
Na struggle tukua ujia meza, si number, si bottom half of the table.
Aji bottom half kwenda uko.
Sindiyo, mko number 9?
Apana.
Mko number 10? Mko number?
12.
Thank you.
Aya, kabla mwanze kuongea about
kabla vita ianze.
Our K-Sharks kabla vita ianze. How was your imekuwa karibu wiki 3 sasa hivi, ndio?
Yeah.
Tumekuwa Easter ilipita. Easter mlikuwa wapi?
Wewe ulienda ushaguka tuache huko.
Ah, poleni.
Akini huko. Manyope semana kela Nairobi. Alikuwa ameenda Kisumu dala. Na ni siaya.
Ah, si. Ah, nyuma sasa uchakunyu sasa imekuwa Machakos. Mwenda kia mzimu.
Tunajua bus stop.
Tunajua penye bus stop yuko. Hii gari kosa kuja haraka tunajua. Kwa hile kona ya gari za kuenda Kitengela.
Yeah.
Dawa yetu yuko hapo.
Ile, before tufanya episode ya last mlitaseka kufika Machakos. This time ilikuwa aje?
Tulipanda gari mzuri. Lakini huyo alinchelewesha.
Alikuchelewesha aje?
Alifika late.
Mi?
Ah, nilisema never again.
Ulikuwa wapi bro?
Sasa wingman, uwezi enda bila wingman wako so.
Nitapata wingman huko mbele.
Unless.
Machakos, this week Machakos mliwatch game gani this week?
Sharks na Gor.
Sharks versus Tusker.
Gor na Kakamega.
Kakamega Homeboys.
And niliona nini? Niliona post ya Makumi akisema, how many games have you attended this year?
30 KPL games. Okay, in total only 35. Because there's also the Mozart Cup, na kuna za Harambe, Stars na Starlets. So in total 35. But he has attended more than 35 because he has been going for the Women's League. So probably Zaken 40.
Mimi ndo nimeslack.
Vibaya sana.
I attended the first 7
na sirudi tena.
Ah, see. Unajua box to box, we have to cover all angles of sports. Kuna Premier League, KPL, so watu wa KPL wakapa nyindo maestro wa KPL.
Wewe kuria. Direct producer.
Celine. Kinan.
Kwanza Kinan na kuria na wewe.
Wacha
na
Kinan.
Failure.
Ni
ya Shabana nilikama at least. Si nimekama game, nimekama karibu game.
Ulikama ya Shabana na AFC.
Wajua ndezi ilikuwa game week 11. Ya ilikuwa game week 11.
Na Taska na...
Subudu za kadi lienda.
Tuko game week 25.
Lakini, hakuna msame watch KPL, KBC kama mimi.
Sasa sit on the pitch, so...
Sindio, but all angles must be covered. Unachikisa njimu nafanya live huku, njimu nafanya live huku. Unacheki. The best of all worlds.
Fairs.
Yeah, fairs. Aya, sasa tunazanza sana na this week. So this week, mulikuwa Macha. Tuanze na games news wa Macha kwanza.
Tuanze na my favorite team and the best team in the league. Covered football. Karibangi Sharks.
Umefanya
baka. Wanachitanga atikariubangi omena. Bri. Atikariubangi omena.
Baka ulipost. After mulishindo ulisema nini?
Nilisema hii Sharks omena inye mnongeleanga vibaya. Imemwaga pombe. Ataska. Tumeshikanisha hizo chupa zao.
Ndomona selinwa taska paka leo ajakamu.
Chalendi.
Atiyo mchike shoti.
Ange kuja.
Uongo buwana selin.
Watu siwa jinga
wana. Nabado.
Bwana watu si wajinga bwana.
Watu si wajinga.
So Tusker lost 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, Karibangi Sharks won.
Kwa nini aseme Tusker lost? Was Karibangi Sharks won?
Sharks ndo alishinda.
Were the better team, man.
Karibangi Omena won 3-2.
Wesh.
Eiras.
A fantastic winning goal by
Masaba.
Bro, top beans, eh? Unaona ile finesse ya Neymar ya FIFA 18.
Mm-hmm.
Top beans huko aliweka kitu, alafu sele yake aliroll, alafu aka pa 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 pa. Bro, what a celebration man. Yeah. So a good goal by Masaba. Yeah.
He had a goal and 2 assists.
And 2 assists by the way.
That is so crazy.
John Makwata, by the way, one of the best January signings this season.
True.
he scored the two goals for Kariobangi Sharks. Shabana had a chance to sign him.
Wakakata.
Sijui nini liendelea.
Nilifumble.
He's been key for Kariobangi Omena this season. From like January. They lacked first nini of the season walikuwa na lack a good scorer of the goals. Walikuwa wacheza hizo touch nini. Mm. But finishing hawakuwa na that power. So wakikombine na kina Sigmund Maina, akina Masaba,
Omoto,
kina Lefty,
yeah,
na kina Kante huko katikati wanafanya kazi, wanakuwa a good gelling team. Alafu acha tu nimalize ndo uingie kwa timu yako. kwa game Tusker missed services one of the most promising players kwa KPL. Rambo, he was out. So Odoi aliachwa apike matope kwa hiyo midfield peke yake.
Akaumia
towards the end of the game. But ukiangalia hiyo midfield ilikuwa inahitaji Rambo juu midfield ya Sharks nayo. Kuna Ngolo, kuna Stano amerudi.
Oh my
bro.
God, he's
bad.
Kuna
Rambo kucheza?
I guess he's out injured.
It was a knock. Oh,
he got a knock.
This was Mozart ama when he was playing
for the national team.
No, Mozart versus
Mozart Alicheza.
Yeah, Kakamegombo is their loss last week. So they have lost two games consequence. Yeah, you get?
Yeah.
We lose two games consequence. So yeah, hiyo midfield battle nilikuwa nadhani Rambo Bethe atacheza. So I just wanted to see the battle between kina Stano na kina Rambo kwa hiyo mid. But yeah, a big shout out to Kariobangi Omena. They held those frauds at Machakos na my heart, I was very happy. I was very happy by there.
Before you start with your team, why every time you guys score 3+ goals, Makwata is always involved in almost everything.
True. Eh? As in like he's a very integral and important person in the way we play and in the way we perform. Him, I would say him and Masaba. Because honestly, if even the game against Posta Rangers, it was the same way. Makwata got man of the match for FKF, but then Masaba got man of the match for the team for Kariobangi Sharks. Yeah. And you look at that game, alikuwa na bao, alikuwa na assist. Masaba the same, had 2 goals and 2 assists. This game got 1 goal, 2 assists. Makwata got 2 goals. As in, always wana kuanga hapa at par.
Makwata
na Masaba.
Masaba, yeah.
Yeah, you know, anyone who is named after numbers, you know, Matano, Masaba, Makumi. I'm just saying, you know the drill, man. So yeah, it has just been them. When Imshenzi, producer Imshenzi, actually nuambie hivyo heira. But that game was very nice. It felt like we finally solidified ourselves in the league. Because it's been like, oh, you've
no,
been playing.
No, usiseme hivyo, unafaa kusema. Mm-hmm. At last, we are out of the relegation.
We knew it was going to happen. When the Ukuna Amini, me had told you we're not going to stay in the relegation zone for too long. That's the thing. You didn't believe in us. I believed in us.
More than half of the season. Bro.
Imagine, no. You can actually just watch how Kariobangi Sharks play and you know they're going to get something. And I'm so happy that the substitutions Mluya has been making, the people
proper manager,
the field.
Proper manager since January, by the way.
Exactly. So like,
changed tactics, Zaki, and it's working for
season.
Him.
I'm so happy that the second half of this season, we're really looking up, as in like, it is really looking good to us. Because like, even now, when teams come to play us, they know they need to up their game. Because we're going to frustrate them and then probably win. So I'm so happy. That game was amazing. And somebody, I think, gets overlooked sometimes. Actually, 2 players, Wasambo and Geoffrey. Those two, especially on the wings, have been very integral. Like, any games that Wasambo comes in, unajua tu he's going to
he's
create.
A proper utility player versus Ulinzi the week before.
Exactly. Bola.
Absolute class.
As in, I am so proud of Wasambo and I'm so happy that finally I can say that he is getting the recognition that he deserves. Because you look at all the goals that we are scoring, he's involved. Every single goal in Inatoka, he's somewhere inside creating a chance. So yeah, I'm happy for Asambo, for Super Lefty, Stano, because the other game your Lindsay Stano alikuwa ish. I don't know if it was because alikuwa ametoka history of Malawi and everything, but this game. Akutupeana, wacha ufala. Yeah, and Ngolo Kante.
Yeah, Ngolo.
Ngolo.
Bro, he does such a tidy work in that midfield.
Yeah. Oh, kijana.
Tackles. Hey. Precise tackles. And a hold on ball.
He's like the real definition Ngolo of Ngolo Kante.
He's such a Ngolo Kante.
What do you see wajinga, bwana?
How did you find out? How did you find out about the name Super Lefty? Tell us that story.
For Super Lefty. Kwanza in the stands people are shouting Lefty. Me, I didn't know. Because me, I usually know these players by their names. Mm. And then we get there and we're talking to Geoffrey. And then he says, yeah, Super Lefty. And I'm like, wait, what? Super Lefty, yeah. Because it... I don't know. It was a mixture of the fans of what they were saying. And then I come to hear it from him exactly. And after I had heard it, apparently everyone had this information and I was the only one who was not aware of it. Minde siko na jua, because even people on, what is it called, TikTok and Nino saying, hey, Super Lefty, tunamjo Super Lefty. He's an amazing left, tumite, left back. Left wing.
Left midfield.
Left wing back, left midfielder, everything left. He's playing really well.
Kila kitu left too.
Kila kitu left, yeah.
I was on a spaces with what we were Football KE. Shout out Football KE.
Tunaanza upya!
Shout out Football KE. Sasa, tulikuwa, walikuwa na Moura. Bidko player.
Bryce.
So yeah. he's part of the spaces. Mm-hmm. So kila mtu anamuita kajina mimi sishiki jina vizuri, si ndio?
Uh-huh.
So it was my time to speak kasema so Mauro na jini nikaongea kazilo swali zangu nikamaliza. It's like from there on no one called him that name from that point. That was when I was
Maura.
Like his name is Baise. You cannot call Baise, him anything. You can't call him anything else. Nikasema yeye we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
In terms of learning these players' nicknames, because there's like a familiarity. Ukiwaita na nickname yao unajua na feel pia.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys here we have said anyone's full name na kuna nickname, call us out. Put it in the comment section. Na useme we need to do better.
Yeah.
So that was Sharks. So then Natasuka. After that, second game of the day yenye mlenda ku watch.
Kwanza before we go, shout out to Kabaito. Anajua Kenya alisema. Anajua Kenya. Aliongea matope before.
You can't call him out. Call him out.
Erikini likuambia. Erikini likuambia udem ni hater. Haters.
Haters.
But hey.
Kabaito. Anaitwa kwa Kimasai.
Kapaido.
Apana. Kapaido. Or something. There's a Maasai name that they call Sijui Chief or something. Unajua tu hiyo jina. Ulisema ati ngapi?
So you're your chief?
Yeah, chiefdom. Wa uko. By the way, when we were going to Machakos, we met Sandra. There's a lady called Sandra. She plays for Harambee Starlets.
No.
Not Harambee Starlets. Ulinzi Starlets. By the shout out to Sandra. Yendo tuambia yeni homemade wa Kapaito. They come from the same place actually. Apparently, uko na manga wanatoa very good players. Yeah, we have two good players
now. What do you see wajinga, bwana?
Shout out to Sandra.
Players.
Players.
Umesema manga kamkaile. Unukile. Ile didi, ile video ya Samiru. Akio kwa boda. Mimi niko huku nikipata dem alafu na point juu
na manga.
Still has hair somehow, so shout out to him. Boda kuna nywele.
Yeah, so Kapaito, shout out to you. Probably he game ingine, don't lose hope. That's go.
Aya, so after watching K-Sharks mlienda, so mlibaki kwa study tu, but then what happens in between the game? like kama ni double header mnafanya nini hapo katikati mmetulia tu
water break kahawa
mimi naenda kupiga mushene
mandazi break
la sasa so the other players gimme kisha tu the other players come straight in and warm up
no like the si uno nini so after we leave grow wengine wakisha exit to the dressing rooms the other ones come out for warm ups like yeah. after 10 minutes if.
So what's the space between the end of game ya kwanza na mwanzo ya game ya pili
and now 45
ilikuwa,
minutes
ilikuwa
so
around
game ya pili wanza 3
4
hiyo ilianza 4 yeah, yeah.
So kaka kuna double header the Latin starts four. At 4 yeah
tupia yeah. utakwanza match asubuhi hiyo itakuwa match saa 5
yeah yeah NSL tu ndo wananiingia asubuhi but kuna wali collect actively agree hakuna wataachana hizo games za asubuhi zinapewa si wengine advantage
za KPL ama
za NSL za NSL oh. Yeah, yeah
but you know I think inafanyika kila hapa in the world like the lower leagues will normally play in the morning wewe na kwanga hata au kurudi home at a certain point so unapata games zao hii ni any sport by the way
yeah, yeah.
Hata rouge nini unapata the younger people play earlier and then wakienda towards the main team kasi vile mimi nilikuwa za club Australia nilikuwa nacheza so club yetu ilikuwa
bwana watu si wajinga bwana
ilikuwa na team 4 team 3 team 2 team 1 alafu kuna under 18s au ni sasa wale wenye in the next 2 years wanaenda zii au ni under 18 sasa proper under 18s like Kobe Maino under 18 type of alafu kuna sasa so sisi tulikuwa tunacheza hapo ma level 2 team 2 team 3 team 4 so kwako team 4 unacheza 8 asubuhi
ndio
kwako team 3 unacheza 10 kwako team 2 unacheza midday
12
under 18 unacheza 2 ile team inacheza sorry main team inacheza 2 ile team inacheza 4 under 18 unacheza 12 alafu so inaenda hivyo
oh my god
alafu mso wa main team akitoka aende kucheza sasa kama the Reds tulikuwa Reds ndio walikuwa the team that from Queensland.
Mm.
So kama wame get injury, wasabili waende kwa hiyo team, kila mtu anapanda.
Mm-hmm.
So kama ulikuwa team 2, hiyo wiki utaenda team 1. Mso wa team 1 aende hivyo hivyo. Mnapanda hivyo.
Deal.
Wow.
Man, I'm not used
but
to this.
But kwa kali, as in even unajua sasa kwanza we back to my point. Yeah, yeah. The younger people ndio walikuwa cheza asubuhi, jipe wengine wanatoka mbali. So utakawamalizana nao mapema, by hiyo 11 kama unarudi uende home, kama unaenda wapi uishie.
Yeah.
Main team sasa wala such as a phone wale they are a team anyway. Yeah. So even after the game they'll do post match nini, hizo ma cool downs out. They know what the team will organize transport for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sisi hakuna kitu kama organize transport kama kwa team 2 na team 3. But anyway. Eh yeah, so hiyo ilikuwa game ya Kakamega sorry, Kariobangi Sharks na Tusker.
Yeah.
Umeenda ukachapa mshene huko hivyo. Wewe umeenda ume
alikuwa ameenda kupiga picha.
Yeah.
Umeenda kupiga tu picha.
Yeah, so imagine nili decide I'll do warm up pictures. So nikafanya ndo game ikiendelea nikae chini nione my boys wakicheza kina Runi, kina kina Paulo kina Usto wakicheza nikafanya mambo yangu wakienda dressing room kapanda nikachukua maji yangu hapo chini kaka pale juu na kina Rambo na kina Odoyo Tabs tuli walibaki after game ya Tusker so they remain behind to watch the league leaders na bado mimi niliwaambia
hata kabla hata hujasema pale mlikuwa mnakaa hii weekend mlikuwa mmekaa wapi this weekend
mko tumekaa huko juu
makumi alikuwa mmekaa kwa director's box
yeah I was modest
yeah you know
I was modest wapi
tulikuwa tumekaa just kando ya kwenye odosi woka. Yeah, so various coaches walikuwa wamekuja kuona game. Coach Trucha alikuwa amekamkuna Agor. Mind you, Mashemeji Derby is in a week's time zone.
Watch a week
like 20. The following week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so alikuwa amekuja kupitia mwantu. So yeah, tukaona game. We had some chances. We lost like 10 chances. In five chances in the first half, second half tukawaste chances zingine kama sita. Yeah, macho yangu ilikuwa inauma juu ya kuona atrocities by the referee.
Hey, by the way.
He was so bad sometimes. Unashindo hii ni nini jo? Hii ni nini urefa nafanya? Huko kwa stands unaona, hakuna foul iko hapo. Huyo jamaa tu amejirusha chini.
Mm.
For the official amesimama hapo, hakuna kitu anaona. Anajifanya ni ndio hiyo firimbi.
Kama hiyo game ya last year.
Match fixing at its best.
Hii ni wivu na naiona tu hivi kwa macho.
Yeah, so
umelipa producer.
Players, I enjoyed seeing Sharif Musa, bro, absolute ball. Like he played so well on the wings. Musa Masika in our midfield, bro, props, a big shout out. Yeah, he got out, he was substituted at around the 80th minute, which I found it very at a C80th, around 60th even, which I found it very awkward tactics. By the way, me na questioning John McKinstry every time. I know I love him as my coach.
Yeah.
But I always question his tactics sometimes. Subs ingine ana make, they are so wrong. First of all, Omala should have seen the bench. Ata angetoka dressing room, angechange to akae kwa basi first half. Nani, Chris angeingia tu hiyo. Hiyo second half ikianza hivyo. Bro, unataka kuniambia umetoa Rooney uko right wing juu. Paul Ochoga, he plays for the Harambee Youngsters when you look on Malawi.
So
he
was playing
Rising Stars at Youngsters. Nijo nimeboeka na Marking Street vibaya sana. So, alichezesha Rooney at nini, so walikuwa wana alternate na Ochoga. First half, they were the best combo in that
Rooney
team.
Rooney
na Ochoga. They made two perfect chances. Ochoga aliblanda kupass ball ingine hapo. He would have buried it straight up.
It would have Top been a beans. Beautiful goal.
Near post, mahali popote, angeweka. But yeah, he's a good right back. Alikuwa na defend vizuri.
Yeah.
Some really hard tackles by Rooney. I really loved them. Nilikuwa napiga nduru kamera ikiwa kwa mkono.
I really, really love Rooney.
Yeah, I do really love him as the best right back in the league. Yeah, so...
Absolutely 100%.
Nilikuwa nasema kuhusu subs za nani. So, angeka Chris mapema, we would have had better chances. But I think one sub yenye alipata vizuri ni kuleta Rogers, Ouma, ule number 23. Right. I guess alipata that nini. Kuna chance tu ili save tu kimungu-mungu. I thought he should have scored that, but yeah.
Bro, usi panic, my bro.
Usi panic.
You are winning the league, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, I think I agree with most of the sentiments you've had. I think in terms of the substitutions he made, I don't think he would have taken out Rooney. He would have probably substituted Omala, probably, because honestly, this wasn't Omala's game. Let's just be honest. We know how good he is. He's the top scorer currently. We know that he can get those goals, but this felt like it wasn't just the game for him. But I would have loved kuona Chris na Rooney wakicheza pamoja. I don't know how that would have worked out, but I would have loved to see that. We also saw Bryson coming in very, very late. And the thing is this. Bryson is a guy you can depend on. Bryson is a guy who will work and get you the ball 100%. And get those chances for you. So,
and one thing, Bryson is a good defender and is a good attacker.
Exactly. So, he has so, all the qualities.
Yeah. Kumleta in the...
Dying moments of the
extra,
game.
Extra dakika tano zimeongezewa. Season ndo umenotisa. Nikona Bryson. Bryson kuja. Ingia. Bro, na warm up kutoka dakika saa zingine jo.
Dakika 60 hapo ndo alikuwa na warm up. So, I don't know. McKinstry really needs to improve. Of course, I don't think you've won a game in the last like...
Bro, we've been
three consecutive games.
Since we beat...
Tangu mkachapo na Denmark, then mkachapo na Bandari, then mkadraw.
Uh-uh.
Failure.
McKinstry really needs to improve a lot. Mulicheza poa.
First in the league though?
Yeah, please. You're just 10.
Hii ni wimbo na naiona tu hivi. So much. Anyway, ni sawa.
So mnasema McKinstry anafaa kwa Mortal Kombat.
Nah, anafaa rudi huko aombe Roy Keane tips.
Ngoja niangushe punchline bro.
Pole.
My bad.
Cheki producer anatarisha vidole. Anafaa kwa Mortal Kombat juu sub zake ni zero.
Anafaa kwa studio juu sub zake ni zero.
Wow.
So, yeah, hey, yeah, that felt more of a rant than analysis.
Adi mia was frustrated, yeah, and I don't even support the team.
By the way, a big shout out to Musa Masika, Sharif Musa, Austo, a proper player. Adi na waffle manze, McKinstry yona.
McKinstry di boy wako. Rooney. Si aliona kofia yako kadha di Alan. Muka piga picha kwa moja.
Acha kelele. Huyu ni... ni cloud 2. Ngome kwa nini? Bina aliona McKinstry.
Hey,
coach, hey, can you take a picture? Can you take a picture? Coach, I love your work. I love what you do. I love mshenzi wewe.
Una picha yake?
Una picha na yeye? Kama umemshikilia hivi like your life depends on it.
It technically does.
My life depends on it, baby.
Yeah,
because Manu are not going to Europe. So his only hope right now ni
Anyway, ni sawa.
Luya is a proper manager. Don't disrespect my manager like that.
Nito boy.
Sema.
Tuende game next.
Aya, hizo ni game za macha. Aya, tunaingia wapi sasa? Tulikuwa na Shabana finally won a game.
And they won it by a landslide, man. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Landslide
na walipata team. Walipata team iko karibu kufuta coach guys.
Wewe si ulikuwa na support poster juzi akisema poster anaenda kushinda
sisi. Akisema poster ni
predictions zako kwanza the last few weeks zote zimekuwa poster. Wacha pata ina poster.
Unakumbuka ile game yetu?
Hata yeye ni predict na poster.
Mimi nikisema Sharks utashinda
ndio niliwaambia Asta is about Sharks, sawa? Na hata isipokuwa akiweka Arsenal na Sharks hapo tu labda ni support. Otherwise any other team inacheza na Sharks eh,
yani mbona kuna support Shabana,
si ndio?
Hii ni wivu na naiona kwa macho. Anyway, ni sawa
tore wewe.
Unajua vitu wanasema. That is literal abuse.
Lazima tumsensor.
Beep.
Yeah, so Shabana won 3-0. They are tutenda kwa table 2.
Walikuwa 3-0?
Yeah, they won 3-0.
Why did I think it was 4? Nimeongezea bao moja juu.
Ah, ni sawa, bado 3 ni mingi. Unajua that's more than they've scored in a while.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so...
Nini yao imekuwa tu negative.
I thought ungeeka poa napo, but yeah, let's go.
Unataka kuclear pa ngani?
Next, Ulinzi.
No, wait, Shabana. after wameshinda Bwana John Pep Kamau. Oh, Bwana John Guardiola Kamau. According to the one and inside. Only Kevin Tear.
Inside sources.
Tea anasema John Kamau amepoa sub for the next 2 months, which that's technically until the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Hatakuwa kwa kazi, so yeah, Shabana angalau.
What do you think could be the problem with Posta Rangers? Because as in we know, and it's not like ati they have lost ati key players, because key players was Ken Owino. Mm. And it's not like ati him not being there in the defense is what is making them concede so many points.
Yeah, wali sign out a replacement by
exactly.
The way.
Exactly. So,
and bado kina Dickens wako, kina Olilo wako.
What is happening? As in, to me, it doesn't make
thinks,
sense. Is it the
thinks,
tactics?
Me thinks Guardiola has had lost the...
His touch.
The
his
dressing
magical.
Room already.
Oh.
So players, nini. Si mnajua tu mpira yetu wa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me thinks...
So I lose hope and a belief of the players.
Yeah, I lose
so
players.
So they're not playing for him anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's sad. It's sad though, because Posta were a very good team.
The last game to lend a Posta, ilikuwa ile City Stars. Proper washing. proper beating. Proper beating.
Kwanza hiyo siku Muhammad Ali was running.
No.
Kama like his life depends on it.
No urge to play the ball. Hakuna ile queen duels.
Kurecover. Even when they lose the ball, there's no that hunger ya kutry to recover the ball. No tackling. And I don't know. I've realized there's a problem with players don't want to tackle. I don't know if they are afraid of getting carded or unaona tu mtutu ni kutegea tu ball. Anaongoja ufanye miss pass so that he can get the ball. Hakuna watu wengi wenye wanatry to tackle to get the ball.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, poster. But uzuru wako jia nene.
Atu tuongelea Muranga Seals na nimeshinda hapa na jazi ya waki.
Nimejaribu kufanya, nimejaribu kudelay story ya Muranga Seals. Nimejaribu kudelay kwa ya mwisho. Hey!
Adwa nyoba.
People from Mtani.
Hey, people from Mtani.
Ini team yetu by the way.
Muranga Seals.
Yeah. Both of us, ini team yetu ushago.
Twins.
Ni baki ya ditu yetu hapo nyuma.
Ni hapo mta. Like,
ukiwa kwa Rico. Rico means kitchen. Kitchen ya shusha yangu, unezaona,
yeah.
Lakini, wewe sasa, wewe ni mso wa Kisumu, ama?
Ah!
Ocha yako ina change kila wiki.
Iwe, hizo ni suri za
Jaba, okay, sawa, tumeget. So, tunaingia, achana Muranga Seals kwanza. Tuende kwa leo, nini, Ulinzi.
Oh!
Yeah, by the way.
Ulinzi Kulo. Waliokolea Gor Mahia.
Kula wao!
Ulinzi! Bro, nini akina Lucas Maina?
They smashed Bandari. Hey. Bro, I was so happy.
What do you mean they smashed for one deal win?
Yeah, that's smashing.
Coming from a Gor Mahia fan, it makes sense. Because this was the thing. Gor walikuwa mekabako.
Yeah.
Wameshikiliwa hivi na Kakamega.
Yeah.
You know. And then doyo Tusker. You just say it's Gor and then there's Tusker and then there's Bandari.
Yeah.
So they were coming very close. If Tusker wangeshinde yo game yao, na awa lishindo kuchapa Kakamega, na Bandari pia washinde game yao.
Inge kwa hivyo, they would have reduced
so, the game. Sasa hii, yo win ya Ulinzi, nakani kama walichapana 10-0 tuwa Gor Mahia fan. Venye wanafibia.
Oh, it's a thrashing.
Hey! Asha nikwambia huu kijana alikuwa tusedia makisema game inaenda. Hey, Ulinzi wamechapana! Ulinzi! Karibu hata
nene. Hivu ndo vile makumu ufikiri wewe ongea kwa akili yake. Umesikia vile ame kudimite.
Umeame ya menine.
Mi nilijua sauti yake siku inyo alichapo na polisi.
Shifea. Hii ni wivu na nayona.
Refa likuwa nao.
Hii ni wivu na nayona.
Majibizi. Wana ndichapa aje tulikuwa unbeaten run.
Makumi na kukat off from today. Guys, and natafuta mtu mwingine wa kwenda na ground from today on.
I'm irreplaceable.
Makumi, hebu tu rap kwa
mpeni suggestions za mtu atani replace na
replace Makumi from
now and forth. Whoever wants to come to games with me.
Hapana, una vipi? Ni mimi nimekasirika.
07.
Si mimi nimekasirika.
72. Ajashika yo juu.
415, 951.
07272. Looking for my name?
Uyu atashiki.
Naitwa Jackson. Hey, hey.
Uyu ni mtoto wa.
Nimesema, I am revealing my age. Hey.
Yeah.
My apologies. Wewe sawa umefurahi Bandari wamezama chini ya maji.
Yeah, first of all, nimefurahi juu. Guess who was the captain of that game?
Mm-hmm.
The captain?
Yeah. For the winners of that game.
The one and only.
Birgin.
Akirudi. Tulisema, the moment wamerudisha Birgen
wako
kwa
back
game,
kam gongo.
They are back. Walai, wako back kam gongo.
Birgen anakungatua mtulia. This is just like a level of calmness that he brings to that back line. Eh?
Ni ukweli.
And it just goes, I think it radiates throughout the team. I think that's just generally, captains are supposed to be like that, but iyo dogi pia mefura ya Birgen. But generally, like, kwa tuna mseka huyo yani inasaidia team kabisa. Like, him coming back.
True.
How did they play when he was not playing?
A bit shaky.
Walikuwa na concede.
They were conceding chances. Hata si goals.
Mm.
Yes, goals, yes, but easy, very easy chances.
Mm.
Aikuwa vile, like, their strongest nini, but yeah, a win for them now does them a good thing. at least modo ni kocha anaitwa Kemani. Anthony Kemani Modo.
Na no, ameshatuambia my nickname, umesikia? Modo.
At least nini yake?
Guardiola.
Guardiola.
Mezishika shika?
I'm catching up. Kunyuma kiasi, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least pressure itulia kwa kiju. At the long run, fans wangeanza tu kuitisha results because like in the previous week in the kwa games za Mozart, they conceded a very late goal to Kariobangi Omena. And yeah, it was... It was very... Ungemuona, hata kwa post-match, ungesikia the pain in his voice. Akisema the way they tried, nini, but players wakachilia deka ya mwisho, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so... At least wameshinda. A big shout out to kina Birgen, kina Lucas, kina Javan. Yeah.
Honestly, I think the same way because we were not able to go for this game in yall kwana cheza na Bandari, but when you refer like to the Mozart Cup, Birgen really helped the team not to concede more goals than they would have. Because he's honestly the solid man in that defense line.
That game wali cheza a back three. Our boy is a red buck.
True,
he's
imagine.
So pacey. Kuna kitu amko amnajua.
Na mwili, as in, he's very...
Body.
I don't know. Kitu kaa hiyo.
Fast body.
Yeah. Like umpiti. Yeah, it would take a lot of... Anaitwa
wanajeshi.
But is he like really a...
Wanajeshi.
Is he really a mwanajeshi?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for defending our country, man. Thank you, Birken.
Thank you,
true banner. By the way, no, because you think about it, I don't know how many of you watch like American sports. These people will think their military runs the world. Whenever they're doing the anthem,
thank you for serving our country, man.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your
and thank you for servicing Ulinzi Stars.
Ulinzi Stars?
Yes,
because they were saying Bandari.
See, when I service team, they
were going to service your siku.
After that attempt at a joke from Makumi,
that was a very good joke. Sinimesema
attempt can be good or bad.
It was a good one. No need for saying
attempt. The viewers, you can decide up a comment section. Team your producer, Muroni Youth, 1-2 against City Stars.
Team your
producer.
Yeah. Hey, Missy, Lewi, nini na happen? City Stars at auko. What is going on, honestly? Noma. And then, I don't know if they played that guy. What's his name? The Japanese guy. Ali.
Kushika Nduki Moto.
Kushika Nduki Moto. I'm not so sure. But honestly, Muhoroni are a team that will frustrate you. We've seen that, especially when they're playing against AFC na nini. But now, really, Nairobi City Stars, that, in my head, that's not making sense at all.
But it's football, man.
Nah, I don't know if, was Kapen on that, Nini?
Yeah, no. Moha alikuwa, Kapen alikuwa bench. Yuto Kusaba alikuwa, yeah.
Yuto Kusaba?
Yeah. Ali adi anapuwa jina kama Masaba na hizi
pofa. Imagine Masaba Kusoba. Kusaba.
So, City Stars, you guys don't understand what's happening up on City Stars.
No, honestly, we need to make sure. This weekend.
By the way, it was... So, their goalkeeper says, I've just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Walikuwa cheze huko kwa Muhoroni. Na kama mjui huko kwa Muhoroni kukuwa moto.
Jangwani.
Uliza producer.
Kuna kuanga... Warzone, ile, mkiwa away fans ama away team, it's the worst place to go. So their goalkeeper was saying, I'll read kidogo tu. So alikuwa anasema how harsh the nini was. For the fans, goalkeeper alisema, ya fans alikuwa naelewa. But anasema 3 goals were denied for their nini, kwa team yao, for Nairobi City Stars.
3 goals?
Yeah, 3 goals were denied 3 goals.
Kwani hakuna...
Yeah, so the refereeing was bad. Nini, the league, the... hawakuwa na coverage yote like ya that's the City Stars goalkeeper. And tukiwa ground Saturday, I saw a tweet someone saying vile photographers wamefukuzwa hiyo ground, like photographers wa away team that is Nairobi City Stars.
Kwa nini?
Hii siyo hostility hiyo.
Oh, by the way, nakumbuka kitu
kaji. Unakumbuka nikikuonyesha.
Wakisema wanafukuzwa, literally unakatazo kuingia. Was it the same team yenye, oh, I think it was Tusker who were playing against Muhoroni. And then the players refused to play. If the photographer is not coming in, they said, hata si tunarudi kwa basi, we won't play this game.
So, the nini, acha ni wasome, the goalkeeper said, anaitwa Edwin Mukole Omwabani. I quote, yesterday, my team at Nairobi City Stars scored 3 beautiful goals but ended up losing the game 2-0. Not to mention how our media team was barred from recording the game. Photographers were so very disappointed with the quality of refereeing from the first decision to the last. We want to compete in the highest levels, yet we can't streamline our league. Biased refereeing, sound system right behind the away team bench.
Sound system.
Hostile fans, in quotes, this is understandable. Poor quality of the playing surface and no media coverage. It was pathetic, very disgusting.
Wow.
Alisema hivyo. Hiyo ilikuwa wapi?
Like, I guess on his Twitter juu, imekotiwe ika make a poster.
That's so disgusting.
Even when we're having a chat with Baise, alisema Muhoroni and Bandari. To him were the two places that was very difficult to play.
Bandari.
Bandari wali nini gor. Hata kuwatusi vinyo likuwa na imbia. Hati wamekuja na nini za waitu wanaka bibi ya Rusi watalimwa. Wameenda Mombasa. Usieke any sound effect. But you were saying something, sorry.
No, I was just to that point. Like Mukomna Sama, Muhoroni is a difficult place to play. And Baise said the same thing. As Muhoroni na Bandari, two of the tougher ones to play at.
I think for me it's disgusting, honestly, in the same way. I think I had seen CAF are saying that from now onwards they're going to push this thing where every team will have like a media team, like not certified, someone who's on a payroll to make sure there's media coverage of the teams in such a way that they create content and need to try and push these teams, whatever teams, out there. But if it reaches a point where CAF are taking media seriously and then we come to the leagues and then what is the security wanakuanga hapo kufanya nini? Because when we go to these games, kunakuanga na mapolisi na nini. Why is it that Muhoroni...
The implementation of that now comes down to the league, right?
Yeah.
And now there's issues now with the league and Azam and broadcaster. So the politics then, is too much. The politics then, is too much.
Azam one is a kataza team kus. Nini their own...
Ideally, they should not. But you remember the first game of the season we went for?
Yeah.
When there was kulikuwa game, Kasa, alafu tukenda annex.
Annex.
And we were asking that. We were like, what happened to media? Ule kulikupata nule boy mekachazea team ya Div 2. Ama Div 1. When we were chilling up, one of the fans we were actually watching with, ni vile wa Div 1 ama Div 2.
Yeah.
So alikuwa nasema, vile Azam wamekam, they've come and just changed. Not changed, but they've just like the demands were many, right? Yeah. And that happened to be one of them.
Yeah.
That if you're recording your own, I don't know how true that was, but he can't be making up these things also. Like clubs were being discouraged to record their own stuff because also someone might get hold of that footage. Because Azam is trying to control the content. They are paying millions for it.
Yeah.
They might as well find a way to not have the footage just go like that.
Yeah.
If it's internally for your team, maybe.
Yeah, for video technicians, for the tactician,
needing footage, you can do that. But you cannot use it for any other purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, in Kenya and in Africa in general, there's a big problem with that. Because even if you record internally and one person gets that footage, they will put it out. Right? So I think Azam just puts a blanket and be like, you guys do not post. like do not take any footage.
But now I think,
but again, but to Makumi's point, there should be allowance for that. Even if the team said we're going to do it, at least they should not be getting chased out from stadiums, you know, like.
Like in Sasa, I'm thinking if there was actually that footage, it would have worked to the advantage. Because now you can take it to the FKF and be like, this is what happened. We scored this. You can look. But now there's literally, it's just your word against the referees. Yeah, there's nothing. Because like even when we watch the EPL, whatever, at least there's always those videos we can look towards and be like, Apo, they made a very
that's
bad mistake.
Not a foul. But that's then not we don't pen, have that. Yeah.
And it's so sad that our league is supposed to be competing with other big leagues.
Kina Tanzania Premier League.
Achani kuambie, like you watch the other, and even Rwanda are really coming up. And if we are not really careful, Rwanda teased Sai, honestly.
Ethiopia or Shad Peter.
Ethiopia to Peter.
What you know?
Players are moving from this. Yeah. Players are moving from this league. Wanaenda Somalia.
Just imagine.
That's why.
And another thing, you nini kuharas like the media people, photographers, blah 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 blah. Juu ukiangalia kuna games unaona ka police ako. Games haziwezi anza kama hakuna a certain amount of police officers, that is security officers within the ground ama wako hapo penye players wanapitia nini nini.
In game ya police.
Like every game kienda, you must see a certain number of police in any. So nataka kuniambia mbona federation it make sure pia wakienda huko Muhoroni
kuna security.
The security bado wako wana protect our players, wana protect the personnel wa traveling team. Juu fans are easy hurt their own players. It's always the away team who are on the receiving end.
So we still have a long way to go in terms of just security for our own players.
Yeah,
and also like watch how to create content, man. Like even when people go to like do interviews and nini, it's because people actually want our league to be better. Hakuna mtu mwenye tu anaenda hapo ati ku shoot videos ati for their selfish, you might have like a little bit of selfish gain, but at the end, it's the players who are going to benefit.
Yeah,
it's the
team end game ni, we grow benefit. Our game.
Yeah, and like, make sure like there's visibility, because these players are not always going to play football for the rest of their lives. Mm. There comes a time when you have to hang the boots, but if you have been able to garner a support and people to follow you and Nini, you can be able to do something with those numbers. But then it reaches a point, our league is not even known to its people because there's not even that coverage.
I think the one thing that, and this is why actually we started Town Danny, right?
Like
as us guys. One thing we saw is that, and I think we're having this conversation with either one of you two, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yani, Dennis Ombachi.
Mm-hmm.
Former rugby player, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's now known more for cooking than actually playing rugby. And he's an Olympian who represents the country at the highest level. He's known more for cooking than for playing rugby. To be fair, there are more people who are interested in general. Everyone eats. So food matters to them, right? And it's a global topic.
Mm.
But just as an example like that. So imagine umepata msemoja wa taska mwenye pia anapenda kupika. And we find that he loves cooking through us making content with them, right? And then we put them on our page, and then Ken Salt come and say, hey, who's going to cook? Acha tumpatie sponsorship. At the end of the day, us, we've decided, if the league is not going to do it, we're going to make sure these people become famous. They need to be bigger than life personalities. Messi and Ronaldo, Messi, I think 2 years ago, got 70-something million before he went to Inter Miami. Yeah. 70-something million.
Before he went to vacation.
Yeah. Because vacation now is making Miami. Much more. It's actually insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the league, every team pays him. Not his team. Mm-hmm. Every team in the league pays him.
Yeah, yeah.
To do what?
See, to be there. Because he has elevated the status of the league.
Wow.
Every team pays an amount to pay him.
Apple TV do pay
and
him
Apple TV
also.
Pay him. Like, that is a different level, right? But I'm bringing up Messi to show you that Umse, when he was at PSG, I think his salary was 70-something million. out of that, around 38 was endorsements. And half of that was salary. Umsejaguza salary yake at in the last 20 years. He survives on endorsements alone. Salary yake ni savings. Can you think about that? Salary yake ni savings. Now, that is at the highest level. Yeah. So let's just bring it now to Kenya and local football, yeah? Imagine, kama player wa KPL, anapata do, na do anapata kutoka endorsements, ndi anatumia to live on, right?
Yeah.
But salary yake inakuwa savings. It doesn't have to be crazy amounts of the 70 million, true, right? Even if it's, let's say, salary yake ni ya 50K a month, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, kutoka ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lakini yako na endorsement ya another 50 that month. Mm-hmm. Anajuata kama ball haiko, atakuwa, anapata do from endorsements.
Yeah.
Now, during off-season, when he's not playing, when he's not getting paid, he'll still make money because now he can make content on back cooking back, that is going to promote cancelled. He has more time to actually do content. And I was like, that is such an easy, like, is that difficult? Like, to understand that.
Imagine it's
you have to elevate the player's status that way, right? It starts with us making content with our players. The league needs to allow us to actually make content with these players.
Yeah, without the making content to the team.
The teams just need to watch hiyo nini ya kushikilia kila kitu.
Just, player is ifanya interview.
Just let, ni sawa, tulizi mambo ya team, nini, nini.
We want to get to know these players, like who they are.
Tunataka fans wenyu wajue vitu zingine kuhusu wa players. Ha, players wanapenda nini. Si kila time huyo player ni midfielder, anapigananga tako zini. Hey, hey. Player ni msani. Wanyama na, fans wengi wa Gora wajue wanyama na imba.
Imagine wanyama, he's an amazing musician, but then shout out to Wanyama Junior. He's an amazing musician and people don't know that. He has songs, he has
bro, released. He has songs on
he
YouTube.
Plays guitar.
He plays guitar.
He's some an teams
just
need
just to let kina players outside the ground, when you mean interact now, they are good nini. They know more things, more than tackle, kupeana assist, kufunga bao, nini, nini. Like, wanna, they are people like
they
you.
They have a life outside football.
Simple.
True. And we want to get to see that side. Because, venye tu umesema, like, I agree with both of your sentiments. Because it's very sad. Like, a while back, I was watching this video. I think it's by Pulse. Walikuwa naenda to the streets and they're giving out, like, 500 shillings. Name these players. As in, who do you think they are? And they bring, the picture was for Mala. I think also Tito Okello for police was there. Siju kama kapaito alikuwa. But then, I remember the first picture. They went to like 20 people and they asked, who is this? They don't know who Mala is. Kuna mtu alisema Blackberry. I'm like, Blackberry.
Bro, Blackberry wajuali acha kucheza yo team wewe. Ama ukumbugi.
Exactly. Like, honestly. Our...
No, but to be fair, even me, I just started watching KPL seriously, maybe 2 years. That has been 2 years, right? Yeah. But before that, Blackberry was the only name I knew. Acha kudanganye. Blackberry was the only goodbye player.
Can we imagine if Omala was on your TV advertising something?
So that's the thing,
Ata kama you don't watch football, you'll be like, jinaki takuja hapo and advertise something and it's like Benson Ocheng Omala, player for Gor Mahia.
Yeah.
At least umejua, that is all you need to know. So next time ukimwona. But now, it doesn't bring that aspect of the people being, footballers are people, first of all. They are people, they have lives outside that. And if we are not able to take advantage of these other sides that they have, we'll never get to truly know them.
Mm.
You know, unasikia mtu ni player, akuna shop ya viatu.
By say, we need to have a conversation, by the way. You still owe us. By say, has a shop. Those sides of Thika Road.
Yeah.
We're going to shoot a podcast of Town Dani at Bice's shop.
Wow, bro, nice. And we would love to come.
We have not agreed on the date, but we are going.
And these players also, like, on their pages, follow them. Bro, mina enjoying the content on TikTok. Mora, and Ajita Mora Junior, Bice. Ajita Mora Junior.
JR Maura.
Yeah. So on his TikTok, like, is training clips.
Yeah.
Miheso, like, every day.
Miheso is...
Nashindaya nimetumia makumi. Kila kitu naenda training, ni birthday ya mtu, ndo yu.
Miheso creates very good content for like, AFC.
Presence yake ya social media, spot on.
Ken he knows how comedian to... too.
Ken.
So no,
propaganda. Banta.
Banta.
Aya, Birgen ana like kila kitu. Hakuna kitu kucha. Birgen hakuna kitu na mpita. Lazima like.
Yeah, everything. But also for Banta. I don't know if I should bring this up. Abu Domar.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think he's one of the funniest footballers I have seen. Especially how he knows how to capitalize on things that are trending.
Mm.
Especially after he story yake at walipigana national team.
Yeah.
You should have seen the,
oh,
the
yeah,
things he was posting.
Yeah, I remember.
He literally posted a boxing nini. Him with a boxing
with Jonah.
And right now I call him Mike Tyson. Because...
And then also someone,
these people are very funny
and they love content. So whenever you go to the stadium and you create content to them, guys, post and tag them. Don't just create content and go sleep with it.
True.
Like, because I remember you went and took photos of Sibomana.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you exchanged contact. So he reached out via the box to box message, yeah, DM, and he was like, "Hey, so just
where's my photos?"
No, he was so whatever. Like he was so, he's just like a kind spirited person.
As
like, Sibomana so
is amazing.
And then they managed to get him the photos. So yeah guys, even when you go to the stadium, post those photos. But
and I want to take a picture with
lazima
you.
Pia tuseme, kuna team zenye zimetuala utufanya vitu. There are some teams who have been really kind to us.
Yeah.
Tasca, definitely.
Yeah, like
Tasca, amazing. I love Tasca.
Yeah, kina Timo.
Buroni were very kind to us as well.
Yeah.
Gor on Saturday, by the way, we were listening in. We tulikuwa tumechoka, tunge shoot interviews, nini. Alafu the fans were... Najua machani mbali nini mcheleweshe players juu. It was a 4 PM game.
Yeah.
So we, me Makumi, kina Liam, we sat behind to listen to
McKinstry interview.
Like post-match with the Gor Mahia TV.
Yeah.
So it was like about 5 minutes. Na unasikia, like the question that the Gor TV reporter nauliza, unasikia McKinstry, and I go to into depth, na venye game nini si vitu ataambia kila interview kimuuliza, but sasa juu ni team wana allow tu nyinyi mnasikiza before ataitoke huko nini so
yeah. And also shout out to Karibangi Sharks who met with Kisha to find a team interviews.
Yeah,
so
for Kante na
Geoffrey
na Masaba pia
sizo tumeshafanya
huko Makumi wongo, tuku post ya left. Tuli post ya left, eh? Oh, ile ingine ndo tuku post. Poleni left.
Yeah, na Ulinzi pia. You know.
Ulinzi,
ah,
yeah.
Sure.
Police,
yeah.
Police wanakubalingi tufanye na coach wao.
Shout out to media ya police.
By the way, coach Babu.
Hey, coach Babu is amazing, man.
Kina Cheche, AFC Muguna.
Yeah.
AFC with the coach
True
again.
Shot.
Yeah, most of the teams.
K-Sharks mufanya?
Kishaks mefanya.
Yeah, and we'll try to get Mluya soon. He's to interact na Juzi is a good guy.
Sit down. Our coaches watueleze. Nuna kama ile video, I don't know if you've seen it, ya Jose Mourinho. Alikuwa na kaboda hapo, anaelezea how he led Milan
masterclass. Kena matano makumi mahali.
Matano. We, wacha ufala.
Nini na mawantu?
Matano. Ya, matano na makumi.
Selina
alisema matano meets makumi. Makumi meets matano. So, yeah.
Matano is half the man. Sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Turudi kwa game. Mgani tujafanya Murana Seals?
Hii episode itakuwa mrefu jo. Kuna msali complain that hii episode zetu zina cut short.
Kwa nini?
To be honest, hiyo episode nili mess edit hapo mwisho. But still, it was like 2 minutes from ending.
True.
Alisema nyinyi mnaza kaa tu mwongee, mbona mnakata kitu short?
Yeah.
Aya, tumetoka wapi? Muron.
Murana Seals. Muron.
Tuongelee my boy leo.
Tuingia, wacha tumalize teke tumalize na Seal. Bilko KCB 0-0.
Buringa.
Anything to say about
no.
I don't know what to
I'm
say.
I'm not talking to Sema. Hey, you can be speechless. Ah, yeah. Talanta Police. Police won 2-1.
Yeah. Tito,
I think it was just expected. Tito is just a beast.
Bro,
he's been balling.
He's been back.
Yeah?
He's back after... Aligostingi after game ya Gor, aligostingi akarudi game ya Juzi hours wa Mombasa
ya Mombasa Stars.
Yeah, Mozart. Love sasa amefunga brace. I guess he's one goal behind Omala now.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he has 10.
Yeah, he has 10.
Yeah, but also like looking back to the Mozart game, how they played, I feel like for I we didn't watch the game ya juzi. But one thing I can say, especially that Mozart bet, it didn't feel like Babu's style of play.
Mm.
Like they weren't gelling.
But it was just after the international break, so
yeah, it makes sense. But honestly, I'm looking forward to see Rashid score. I don't know. Kuna unajua watu wa kutoka Tanzania wanakuanga hawana maneno mingi.
Kivipi?
Maneno mengi.
Poleni basi. Tunaenda kwa mwendo wa aste aste.
La haula.
But honestly, I would love to see Rashid score, as in get a goal.
Yeah.
But imekuwa poa in that game. What I would say, walikuwa na a lot, they were creating a lot of chances, but their finishing was just off. But still, it was a good game. I can't wait to see Cheche come back to the field. No job, but shout out to Cheche.
Coach. And congratulations.
Congratulations on passing your
calf. Calf.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Exams. So Cheche might actually become a coach, man.
Let me ask you guys in the comment section, and please tell us, out of everyone at Box to Box, who is most likely to be a coach? Out of everyone at Box to Box, kila mtu.
Out of everyone.
Yeah.
Out of everyone is, okay, the three of us, Celine, Kuria,
Sheng,
Kinan. The three of us.
Nani? Kinan.
Kinan, Celine.
Biko.
Biko.
Kuria. So towards the elimination process. Samiro.
Samiro. Biko. Akadamia wani.
No. But to be fair, Samiro would like to be an interesting coach. I think it'd be an interesting coach. Because, you know, amongst all of us, actually him and Biko, our Pekendo matches are under 12.
Professional, yeah.
So them, they've played professional. So at
me
least,
under 12.
Who is that? Under
12? Under 12.
Oh.
Myself. What?
No, it's true.
Myself.
Which is under 12?
Not there any jokes?
Tell us more.
See, she knows.
I
didn't know.
Yeah.
What happened? Nikaenda
ushago. Kale ushago ni ngumu.
Kuna muranga silu kasema zini.
Hao tu anachizanga migutupu na umevani nini na wanakuumiza.
Mnagongana mtu askani kumegonga ukistik. Buda zijo.
But migutupu lazima ucheze. Hata mimi tukaenda ucha na umse mimi ucheza migutupu.
Before nizo mimi nilikuwa nishamalizana na hiyo mambo ya football. Sasa nikaingia kwa mambo ya entertainment nini.
Ya kutafuta wale mapaka wakubwa.
Oh, makugas.
My mom watches.
I was trying to.
Pole mama. Niseme jinako.
My mom watches this show.
Your son is a very good son. He doesn't mess around.
A big shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Mama Shelly.
Yeah, so nani tumetoa na nani?
Nickname ya madhako ni Sanifu.
Eh?
Angela! Juwewe ni Sheng. Mumako Sanifu.
Nende nimeipata.
That is a good one.
Okay. Tuendele. Ndegza hizi kuwa coach. Ata kuja na videos kama nani? Kama Firat. Press conference yake ni
presentation.
Akona pie chart, akona graph.
Bar graph.
Akona nini guy. Kila ki
video. Video ni bamba.
Video nini.
Sali kujana. Akasema nito explain like kribu.
Alikuja prepared.
Do you know what happened to Bielsa?
Marcelo Bielsa.
Yeah. Bielsa was accused of recording another team's practice. I don't know if you can ukienda kwa ukienda kwa training ground au vile siku makijaza watu. Kuna keja moja kila saa walikuwa wanaona dirisha inafunguliwa hivi. Wakaenda akasema huyu msana record training za asi. Press conference ya next atenta onyesha hiyo video. Akawapatia detailed, akatoa dossier. Akasema mimi niko na information on every player in the league. Akatoa kwa kila mtu. Akasema sio nyinyi pekee. So he didn't deny. But
you're not that special, guys. I have on everyone.
Dibamba.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, comment section. Tumi na nani za kwa coach. Mshani chuja. Mesema.
Mi acha tu njitoe. Kuzi tempa yangu. Mine za kutu.
Wag.
Unafaya nini? Wag. Yeah.
Lakini wewe watoto kuheshimu.
Wale?
Please uta kuheshimu.
For real?
Watuka mimi na Kuria tuzeheshimiwa kama coach.
Kwa nini?
Sasa utakwasema tu umse aruja anatuambia nini. Alafu kuria atakuwa anaochimbia Bayer Leverkusen kwa bench.
kuria hata anasahau game. Ataandika kitu mahali asahau hata ilikuwa ya game gani.
Wacha hivyo, aanze kurap. Sinajua.
Akiwa peanga J. Cole relix. Sijui yo. Drake.
Selina anaweza kutu.
Hii ni wivu na naiona tu hivi kwa macho. Anyway, ni sawa.
By the way, Henry.
Uyu, au ni coach already. Say ni coach. Ana coach nini? Watu wa CIA huko hivyo.
I think anaweza kuwa very soft coach. That's it.
Aya,
kwa nini mnafanya hivyo?
FC? Sofapaka.
OFC Sofapaka. First of all, shout out to Rogers wa Sofapaka na Jacob Onyango.
Wasn't this the game with arguably the fastest goal ever in KPL?
Yeah, 22
seconds.
Is that the fastest? Or we've just been just
assumed? Umale ilikuwa? 30 seconds.
30 seconds, something. Yeah, it probably might be up there. Because that commentator ako amemaliza introduction.
Yeah, alikuwa anasema, Asalam Salimini.
Asalamu alaikum.
Anaitwa Sale.
Leo ni Jumapili. Jumapili kwa lioenda kwa kanisa. Bao! Yeah. Rogers, that was a very good goal. But then he got a red card.
Yeah.
That was a very funny game.
And then AFC equalized and they couldn't iliwashinda tu
bro they nilikuwa naona so Makumi went for the game by the way.
Yeah,
na walienda na situambia tulienda na nani hata
tulienda na Junito from Zuza podcast.
A big shout out to the podcast.
Yeah, they're doing amazing work in the sporting world.
Yeah, so
shout out to Mora as well.
Mora times baby. Yeah. Girl
na Briwa 11 anaitwa Briwa 11. Ajua Bri ni ulipatana na Makumi huko. Akinemesis wa Makumi.
Hita wa Sharks.
Ali two C players wetu, coach wetu, chairman wetu.
Bri anakuseti mbele ya kamera. Ajua mimi nitaambia tu producer nikatie nitumie Bri.
Bri alisema si ni timu ya ofisi. Oh, ni sawa.
Yendo alikama up na jina Kario Bangi Omena. She's a very creative lady.
I love you ran with it.
Bro.
Acha nikwambie kitu kwenye nilikuwa nimefry. We were playing Sharks versus Ulinzi. Akaongea mbaya na tukashinda. Bri, baby girl. Nilikushow. Silikushow. Wewe na Gits. Yeah. By the way, shout out to Mora if you want to watch the latest interviews when it comes to KPL and the Women's League. She's the place to go.
Yeah, by the way, na interviews are Harambee Starlets.
Yeah, she's really shining a light on the women. I saw the video she did on
with Corazon. Yeah,
Corazon.
She has a recent video, guys. Mm. Please go watch it.
Go support her.
She calls out Sakaja. In a good way. Yeah. She calls out Sakaja in a good way. She said, Sakaja ushafanya job huko, usikuje ufanye job pia hapa. Hivyo, kabla tu clip you hapa na producer.
Na feel like, amekuwa ki receive some backlash JO Stadium, especially at Dandora.
Yeah.
Kwa nini?
Si, watu walikuwa sema si alitengeneza, si receive credit, acha, and whatever, but politics are football.
Acha tumwambia enda alitengeneza na tengeneza zingine.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah,
yeah, so
basi stadium jenga vizuri. Hebu tuonyeshe mlo lijenga hapa hivi.
But that stadium looks nice. That Dandora stadium. Much better than
me. Niko na idea but nitawaambia. Mnikumbushe. Acha hata niandike hapo kabla
tuende huko. Sasa tutachukua alafu utashangaa. Haya, tumalizie na timu yenye Makumi amevaa jezi leo.
Ngoja before tuende hapo AFC Leopards first of all. That game was a very frustrating game for them. Our tol kwa wanakaa wamechoka.
Hata uweza
watch highlights, man. Those people looked really tired. And AFC.
Sijui fatigue.
Waliingia tu.
Kwani walikuwa wamecheza game? Walikuwa wamecheza the previous day.
Walikuwa
friendly.
It didn't make sense. That Sofapaka were 10 men down.
Yeah, with 15 minutes to go.
One man down.
Wow.
And still AFC didn't get to those chances. But I would say a good thing Nani Tusha did was the substitution he made for Miheso. In a way, Miheso still proved that he still got it. You know, sometimes people neza ku doubt, because you played in the league for a while. For yeah. But Miheso... ilikuwa tu ile siku yenye it wasn't just it was not their day honestly, because walipata Gitego got a lot of chances, Miheso got a lot of chances, akina Victor Omune, but still there was something that was lacking. Yeah, but also I personally got to see Victor play, Victor the youngster, and he really did try his best.
And the oldest man in that field, Mr. Humphrey Mena. Yeah. A legend one. A big shout out.
Yeah, so AFC, they need to improve a lot. Ata Ken alijaribu, but where walikimbizo, honestly. So,
Twitter, Ken Owino, 18.
Odhiambo. But you guys find out.
No, we did not find out what the most common name in KPL is.
Oh, common name.
Mimi najua.
Ni?
Si niliwaambiaga.
Ulisema nini?
Odhiambo.
Oh.
Sikio yati gitao.
Mi mbaka saye still labda think gitego, Onyango gitao. Ndiyo ikona nini.
Onyango Odhiambo.
Onyango Odhiambo. Odhiambo Odhiambo.
No, atuende hapa makumi.
Odhiambo si. Yeah, finally, Muranga Silt. Balecho!
Man of the match for that game.
Yeah, nimevai jezi juu. Yeah, an amazing
na,
performance.
Bethe, unajua alicheza na hasira kwa sababu ya chenu waambie kitu.
Uh-huh.
Juzi.
Sorry.
Juzi team yake ilipigwa.
Mm-hmm.
Yanga walibiwa bao. So, Balech was furious. Alafu wakapigwa mapena pia. And one of his best players, anaitwa Aziz Aki.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a baller na ni mwenye bado alifunga bao but akauza pena ya kwanza. So yeah, hope he ilim drive aka bang two assists and a man of the match performance.
Yeah,
he's such a good guy. Na since tuseme hapa kwa podcast tena, tulisema last time.
Tulisema.
Mkipoa chances na Balecho mnafanya nini kama players wa Muranga
City? Mnascore.
You people listen to us. Nyinyi watu wa mtaa.
Tunaonanga future.
Sisi Muranga watu wa mlima.
Yeah.
Tunaona hii mambo.
Yeah, na shout to Odada pia. When he gets the first goal, I believe.
Oh, Odada.
Mm.
Oh, Odada.
Oh, yeah. Najua umesema Odada kiliangu imenipeleka mbali.
Richard. Yeah. By the way, muli watching yo game ya Harambee Stars, wali jaribu man. Udada na Irambo hapo.
We need to talk about that Harambee Stars. Umuranga Seal?
Umuranga Seal.
Shout out. Honestly, I don't know if there's much I can say about Balecho, but endeleange tu wapo kucheza hapo midfield. Yeah. Siyeko wing. Msimuwe kange wing.
Na big shout out.
Ata create chances.
A big shout out to admin wa Umuranga Seal. Jua kulima Bandari after wamepigwa. Mungu ni mzuri ya mkushindu ogoro. Yeah, juu Bandari wange wakujia pia, but yeah, he's such a good admin.
The Twitter was that usually go on, watu wanatupia nanga maneno.
Twitter was like between nani?
Hey, Muranga Seals admin, Bandari, nini. Wanakuanga, unajua, after your game, niliona picha ati admin wa Bandari, akiwa hapo kwa field, akiwa hivi na kasimu, ati anatafuta mabao zao. We, nikasema, I will not engage in this war. We, hizo vita zinakuanga, but, yeah, shout out to Seals.
So Seals, yeah, wali nyorosha Nzoia Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so, mabo manne kwa nunge.
So, nita somea to the team of the week. According to the official FKF Premier League.
I hope kuna player wa Sharks hapo.
Patrick Otiende, goalkeeper wa Shabana. The goalkeeper of the week.
Keep clean sheet, yeah.
Yeah, so right back of the week ni Omamo Diplo. Dimple, hey.
Diplo tena?
Dimple.
Kwa shaka Diplo amekuja blanket.
Niwa nani, niwa... Niwa Shabana. Glenn Wafula, center back Ulinzi.
Yeah.
Brian Eshihanda.
Mm-hmm.
Eundo alikuwa na alifanya Omala hata asichafuke hiyo game mzima.
Oh. Alikuwa amemkabako.
Mbaya mbovu. Steven Bugulu wa Muhoroni Youth.
Mm-hmm.
Said Sumo wa Bidco.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Masaba. Kwa hiyo midfield wakiwa na Balecho.
Balecho.
Alafu attack ni ya Matthew Tigisi.
Mm-hmm.
Wa Shabana.
Uh-huh.
John Mark Makwata.
Kariobangi Shots.
Wakario Bangi Omena, alafu Tito Afande Okello wa Kenya Police.
Wow. Afande hakuna kuna player hata mmoja wa Gor. Nice.
Watu nice. Watu wako juu ya meza.
Kuna players wawili wa Sharks na wanne wa Shabana.
Watu wako juu ya meza.
Yaani Shabana wamechapana tu nne wamepata
watatu.
Eish, nice.
Sinye mkono wa wile.
That is the that's the team of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, looking at the table, Gor Mahia is still in first place, 51 points.
Unafaa upige.
Tuko na nini? Tuko na Gor hapo specific. Kuna a certain Gor team that
team ata kidogo.
Ah yeah, and then in second place team ya Celine, the chair lady was Tasker amepotea. Tasker second place with 43 points. Bandari wako hapo number 3 na 43 points pia. Police 42 points. So that between number 2 na 7, sheta 7. Between number 2 and 7 separated by 5 points. Two teams on 43, two teams on 39.
Wow.
One team on 38, one team on 42. AFC wako hapo number 8. Wako tu hapo tu saa. They're just middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Middle of the pack. K-Sharks wamepandadi number 12 sahi with 30 points.
With
30 points. You're 3 points behind Bidco. Alafu tuki kujasa pale relegation. Nzoia Sugar in 18th place with 17 points. Shabana in 17th place with 21 points despite their 4-0 win, at least wameimprove goal difference. Na team ya producer in 16th place
with 25 points.
So for Paka, Talanta 27 points wa kumeta ya po 14th and 15th. Yeah, so tukimalizia, quick word on us winning our maiden. Ilikuwa tu four nations trophy.
Four nations trophy.
What did you guys think about our four nations win?
A big shout out to our captain, Sir Michael Engineer Olunga. For making us proud, man.
Very proud.
With a proper hat trick. A red card for Dada, which methinks I couldn't afford for a red card.
It was undeserved.
A stupid decision by a referee, by the way.
Yeah,
a red card for Malawi too, but theirs was me walianza vita. Walianza vurugu, so yeah, I think
a good performance by Timbe.
Yeah, did nene.
That guy, man.
Alafu after tumefunga watu walikuwa wanasema vamos. Baada ya kusema vamos, hata waseme tao ndani. Ama waseme kitu, ama toa ndani.
Mm-hmm.
Wewe fanya tu.
Sema kuchokiswa hili bana. Vamos
noma jo.
Yeah.
Kuna besta yungu anaitua Huma, aliwaambia kuna cha kusema vamos bana. Vamos awachie kina Cristiano huko nini. Ama vamos waseme wakienda ligi yao.
Bro, nasema Cristiano saini yala.
Eh? Habibi, come to Dubai.
Welcome to Dubai.
Come to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Nani, Odada alicheza poa, hata kama alipata red card. Yeah. Rooney also.
Rooney played well.
Atimbe.
Erambo, Erambo made his debut for the national team.
Na Muguna.
Muguna is... By the way, hata alikapten.
Shout out to Muguna. Mnafaa mkati yo, please. Muguna, you are a fantastic player, man.
He's a proper team, by the way.
Yeah.
Ali changed game here to the final. He changed like, because they made a sub at around the 25th minute apo.
Yeah.
He made the difference in that game, by the way. Yeah, so facts. Proper. Factoids. Yeah.
Aye. Who else?
Jonah Yuga from St. Mirren. Ali make his debut.
Debut
here.
Also, yeah.
Jonah Vire came back, scored an absolute banger.
Another banger.
After 5 years away from the national team.
Yeah.
He last played during the thrashing we gave our neighbors in Egypt during the 2019 AFCON. My God, I need us to play them again.
Okay.
It is so peaceful.
Okay.
Okay.
It is so peaceful.
Let's see your video. Okay.
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 It is so peaceful out here. We need someone to
we need violence. Yeah. To Rudy in full war. Yeah. But
so
happy about that.
And then now note my fans what they wanted. Sindio.
A very long episode.
Start kumalizia. I want you guys to tell me. You either tell me expected result, ama it was a shock. Ili kwa Mozart bet. Bungoma Stars Sofapaka. Sofapaka walishinda 5-4 on penalties.
I think that was expected.
Yeah, expected.
In my opinion.
Though I didn't expect them to go to penalties. But nilikuwa najua watasumbua, but nilikuwa na expect a narrow margin kwa scores, which happened to be a draw. But yeah, expected Sofapaka to go on.
Okay.
Next up, KCB and Bidco. Didn't they play this weekend?
That was not Nini.
Yeah?
That was Mozart.
Yeah. But they also played.
They played again.
They played again. Yeah.
To a nil-nil.
KCB won 3-1.
KCB, after Ameshinda, their previous game week, they had won, so walikuwa na welcome players. Wampia, by the way, kuna player alikuwa injury for long. They were welcoming them, so
expected.
Yeah.
Mombasa, Kenya Police beating Mombasa Stars 3-1.
If it would have gone the other way, in
the first half, it was shocking. But second half, walirudi na viboko. Vijana wa Mombasa walipo. Iyo Mombasa road, walilia.
Yeah.
Homeboys of Kakamega.
Expected.
Versus Tusker.
Expected.
Really?
Yeah.
Me, honestly, for me, it wasn't expected. As in, it wasn't that at Kakamega winning, I was like, I wasn't like that, but like.
You were like.
If, yeah, I was like. The thing is, if Tusker would have won, I would have been okay. And Kakamega won, I was like, okay. So it could have gone either way. So I'm not really shocked, but at the same time, I'm really shocked.
One, I expected it because Kakamega homeboys last season, they beat in this cup bado, they beat Tusker in the finals.
True.
Bro, in the finals.
Yeah.
And you, mind you, Tusker were tied on points on top of the table.
Nagor.
So Tusker were league leaders wakiwa Nagor. So what will you expect Tusker were to win this cup to play Mozart? But me nilikuwa najua Kakamega homeboys was a hard nut to crack for Tusker.
Aya, Sunday's games, 31st March. Compel 2, Marashuga nil.
Unexpected. I thought Marashuga were better off being an NSL side.
Shabana nil, AFC 1.
Expected.
But I think AFC should have won by a bigger margin.
Yeah, bigger margin. Do they struggled?
Yeah.
SS Assad winning 5-4 versus Denmark, the giant killers on penalties.
Yani Denmark walimaliza Goro wakuja wamalizwe na Assad.
Imagine.
Such so a sad world.
So sad.
A sad world.
A sad world.
Ulinzi, K-Sharks. 2-1.
Yeah.
Tumakumi's.
That was very expected, man. I like Ulinzi players, but yeah, we have to speak their truth, man. We have truth be told. Bid geranta unajua ukweli. Sini wabaya. You are bad news, man. Yeah.
And kwa hayo machache, we have to call it a day.
Nice.
We have to call it a day. This is episode, I don't even know what episode we are on. What episode are we on?
I think 5.
6. One of them. It doesn't
matter. Never episode.
We will be there.
We must be seen.
On Apple Podcast, Spotify, and of course on YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout out to these people who keep going to Machakos, their second Shags. This week we are tupatane huko, sindio?
Yeah, tupatane. Tupatane nyayo ama macha.
Yeah, either between those two.
We jua. Ukuja ground, after to you them, na bouncer wake.
Ah, yeah. With that being said, we'll say down daddy, down daddy, down daddy.
Guys, like, share.